Ballarat's biggest outdoor concert is coming back in 2023. 3BA presents the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Yep, we certainly do. And on the Red Hot Summer Tour 2023, this bloke, lead singer of the Hunters and Collectors, Mark Seymour, good morning to you.
How are you going, mate? Good to be here.
I'm very, very well. Long time no speak to. Well, it seems like it anyway.
Right. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You must need to pinch yourself. It must seem to you that you've been on the Red Hot Summer Tour merry-go-round for quite some time, Mark Seymour.
Yeah, well, it kind of started in dribs and drabs, really. I just got sort of airlifted into vacant positions with John Farnham and Jimmy Barnes at various times, and gradually it's just grown from there, really.
It certainly has. Well, it grew into the fact that the Hunters and Collectors were talked into getting back together and being a part of the Red Hot Summer Tour, which is still not finished, Mark Seymour, because we've got not one but six gigs to clean up for weather-affected events from earlier this year, and we start those gigs at the Yarra Valley on Saturday the 1st of October. Looking forward to it.
It's not far away, is it? We'll be rehearsing next week. My God, I'm honest. It'll be good.
Yeah, it will be. Yarra Valley, then we're over in WA, then up into New South Wales for a couple of shows, and then into Cockatoo Island. And, of course, while that's happening, we're getting into gear for 2023. And, Mark Seymour, you're back on the bill in 2023, but not with the Hunters, with your a band called The Undertow, which has been around for a little while. Tell us about The Undertow.
Well, it's not silly a little while. It's funny how I've made quite a few records post-Hunters, and I have a small audience, but it just keeps chuffing along, But I really had the strong drive to keep making records after the Hunters ostensibly retired, but that's essentially where all my creative energy goes now. I just thought our good friend Dwayne opened the door for me and allowed me to sort of present myself on this lineup with supporting Paul Kelly. I'll use that as an opportunity to slip in some newer material, which is always important, I think.
Absolutely.
But apart from the fact that there'll be, people will hear some fairly well-known songs as well.
Well, I would have thought so. But you've got to get your new stuff out there. I mean, as you said, The Undertow's been around for quite some time. You've just been chuffing along like the old steam train. But Mark Seymour, a different lineup to what we're used to. I guess you mentioned John Farnham and Ginny Barnes, and there's been John Stevens and so many different acts over the years with the Red Hot Summer Tour. This certainly is a bit of a different lineup.
I got to say, I just think the presence of Missy Higgins and Vicar and Linda, I reckon, is a big plus for the whole Red Hot Summer experience. And it's, I just think that whole junket, the Red Hot Summer thing, it's just growing exponentially. It's a really important institution now in Australian touring calendar. It just reaches so many people who wouldn't otherwise be seeing Australian music on that level. And having those girls on the bill too, because they're really new. They're not absolutely new, but back in the old days, you just didn't see a lot of really high profile women getting out to those towns, and this is going to Red Hot Summer is going to actually make that happen, which is really important.
And what a great evolution of the Red Hot Summer! Not only that, having the ladies there, but you've got the teaming, and this is like a chalk and cheese teaming. We're talking Ian Moss from Cold Chisel and one of Australia's great country music artists, Troy Cassadaley. That's going to be something special.
That's a great combination. That's really new as well, and they're doing some really interesting things. It's a blues based set. Actually, our drummer is playing with them. In fact, I've got Missy Higgins as bass player. My drummer, Mazzy, he's going to be... So there's a whole lot of, pretty complex logistics being worked out,
Seems to me there's a few people going to be double-dipping on this tour in 2023.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And, of course, we've got Bernard Fanning, who's going to be doing his solo stuff and throwing in some Powderfinger stuff, and then one of the great singer-songwriters of our big brown land, Paul Kelly, to headline this show. That is going to be absolutely marvellous. I was talking to Paul Kelly just a few days ago, and he said, tough to decide what I'm going to put into a set, that constitutes an hour and a half on stage.
Yeah, well, hang on. Okay, that's a good one, yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mark Seymour, yes. so glad that we could catch up with you. Great to know that you're going to be on the stage very soon to tidy up this year's Red Hot Summer Tour, but also to catch up with you in 2023.
Thanks, mate. Really appreciate it.